Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service, up to $50 per month, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKEBB. That's aarp.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished higher on the day, sharply higher for the feeder cattle. August, we're up 342 at 154.60. September's $3.30 higher at 156.82. October feeders 310 higher at 158.57. A lot of the strength on the feeders, I think, came from the big sell-off in the corn market. So we gapped higher, went up to the highest levels we have seen since the end of May in the August feeders. So really, really good positive momentum here. We're also above some critical moving averages. Live cattle were higher as well, although not quite as strong as the feeder cattle. The front month June's up 67 at 119.37, right in there where the cash trade has been. August, we're up $1.25 at 121.27. And then the hog market was up 20 in June here, but then July was down $1.17. August down 217. December down 205. So the hog market is really, really getting weak here. You know, we've been at such a premium, the hogs over the live cattle, that's not very common. So it's coming back in line just a little bit. Midday box beef was $1.53 lower in choice. It was 54 cents lower in select, but choice is still at 336. Extremely high levels here. Oklahoma City today had 10,000 head and are calling it 3 to 6 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's on the road the next couple of weeks. On Thursday, June 17th, they'll be offering 51,175 head of cattle, calves, yearlings, breeding stock, and more at the Corn Belt Classic happening in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Then the following Thursday, June 24th, it'll be the Tallgrass Classic in Emporia, Kansas. For details, you can call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or check out superiorlivestock.com.
Well, the grain trade was surprisingly weak. Yesterday afternoon, there were some early opening calls for the overnight market that it was going to be higher, but it was anything but higher. We opened down about 17 or 18 or so in the corn last night, and it just got weaker all day today. July was 25.5 lower at 659. December corn down 28.5 at 581. Beans were 40 or so lower here. We had July down 36.25 at 1472, and November 43.5 lower at 1395. So weakness everywhere for the bean market. Chicago wheat was 6 to 8 lower. Kansas City wheat about 9 to 10 lower. July was down 10 even at 628. So weakness everywhere. There's calling it or blaming a little bit of a wetter long-term forecast. I know a large part of the Midwest got rain over the weekend, but it's really the long-term forecast has turned a little bit wetter. And with that, you know, this time of year, the weather market's going to provide a plenty of opportunity or plenty of volatility for the market to move. And that same forecast that added rain could take it away today, too, as well. So it can go either direction. I feel like it's really early in the season to give up on a crop. Right now, we've still got plenty of big reports, including that June 30th planted acres, which will probably be the most volatile single thing that will happen in the next 30 days.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.